Okay, William. Hey, William. Hey, it's after Christmas. It's before New Year's, and I have another chapter of the Solar Hat. I know you've been waiting for this. You've been waiting, and here it is. Taco Rescue. Okay. All right. Now this story. Remember the last story I told you? Squeaky Toy had been captured by the Ninja Squirrels. Yes, indeedy. If you remember, 3T and Curtis had climbed into the taco truck to see Kashikoi Shujiki, or just plain old Kashi, make tacos. Because he knew how to make sushi. He was a sushi-trained sushi. So he was making tacos to show, here's how you make tacos. But it was really just to distract them so that Tony, oh, good old Tony Onesto, Tony could sneak around Squeaky Toy and put a flour sack over his head. Now, I know you've never seen a flour sack. They're big. They're made out of a burlap, and they're generally 50 pounds of flour, big enough to hold Squeaky Toy. And Squeaky Toy, of course, would not go near that taco truck. He recognized Kashi and Tony and said, "Mm-mm, these people aren't good. They tried to stuff me into the pizza oven." Well, there it was. Squeaky Toy was watching the truck, making sure that they weren't dating. He didn't know if maybe they were going to steal 3T and Curtis too, and behind him was sneaking Tony with the big burlap sack, and everything was ready. He was going to snatch Squeaky Toy, and they were going to be away with him when Margaret Maplethorn shows up. Margaret says, "Yoo-hoo! I want a taco! Yoo-hoo! I want a taco!" And so that interrupted Tony, and then Squeaky Toy heard Tony and turned around and saw him. Oh no! He saw the sack and he said, "Oh, they're going to capture me again!" And then Kashi was in there yelling, saying, "Hey, there's a lady needs a taco!" And everything was kind of crazy. And Squeaky Toy turned around and took off. Whoosh! Well, he can run fast, but he can't run fast when the ninja squirrels have dropped a cobweb net in front of him, which they did because they wanted to grab Squeaky Toy, and then they were going to sell Squeaky Toy back to Kashi and Tony for about as many nuts as they could find. They were going to have nuts all winter. Yay, nuts! We'll have nuts, nuts, nuts! They were thinking all the nuts they could eat. Oh, those squirrels. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. So they ended the last chapter with Squeaky Toy sailing into the trees, scrambling, big waving his arms, waving his legs, trying to get away. But here's the problem with spider web. The more you struggle, the more you're caught. And he was caught. And the ninja squirrels were up in branches, pulling him up into the trees so they could wrap him up some more and then carry him to their hideaway and hold him before till they could negotiate his sale. Well, 3T and Curtis jumped out the back of the truck and said, "Whoa, Squeaky Toy, where are you going?" And they saw him rising into the air. They said, "Come back here, Squeaky Toy." And they jumped in their bikes and they took off after Squeaky Toy. And then Mrs. Margaret Maplethorn, the toy shop witch, she said, "Hey, that's Squeaky Toy. What's going on?" And she stopped. Well, if you remember back to the first Squeaky Toy story, Margaret Maplethorn had had a lot of problems with those ninja squirrels. And they had made a mess out of her chimney and almost burned her whole toy shop down. And they were nasty, nasty creatures. Oh, they weren't happy little squirrels that, like in your backyard, that just sort of nibble on acorns and run up trees and scamper. Oh no, these were mean guys. And they were taking Squeaky Toy. And Margaret Maplethorn said, "Ninja squirrels! Ah, go get them!" Well, do you think Margaret Maplethorn ran back to the toy shop? Do you think she stood there paralyzed? Do you think she said, "We don't know what to, oh, what can we do?" Heck no. She jumped into the truck. She not only jumped into the truck, she didn't jump through the back door. She jumped through the window that they deliver all their tacos from. And she jumped in and her legs were pimping and she climbed in and said, "Go, go, guys, go follow that ninja squirrel." Well, Kashi didn't know what to do. Tony didn't know what to do. Oh, but they slammed the back door of the truck. Then Tony jumped into the driver's seat and they took off. Well, they didn't take off fast, of course, because ninja squirrels don't go fast. They go slow, but steady and sure. And they were dragging Squeaky Toy. Oh, Squeaky Toy's arms were flailing and up and down, and then pretty soon they stopped flailing so much as they wrapped more and more spider web around him. And 3T and Curtis were under the trees, saying, "You give us back our Squeaky Toy." Oh, the ninja squirrels just looked down, and Meanie was up there, and Meanie just snarled, "Let's go, lads." and they climbed up and they tied up the tiki toy even tighter. And then they started moving towards the woods. Oh, behind Margaret Mablethorne's house, there was a whole set of woods. You could be lost in there. You'd never find them. Never find them at their hideout. So 3T and Curtis kept yelling, "Come down! Come down! Come down!" And then Curtis got down off his bike, and he picked up some stones. He said, "I'll throw stones at them." And he threw stones at them. Well, you can throw stones at squirrels. You'll never hit a squirrel. They're too fast. And ninja squirrels are faster. So he started throwing stones. Then bonk, one hit Squeaky Toy. Bonk! Oh, a Squeaky Toy. Ah! And then another stone hit Squeaky Toy. Ah! DT said, "Stop, stop, stop. Don't throw stones. You're hitting Squeaky Toy." Oh, what are they going to do? Well, they thought they could climb a tree. So 3T said, "I know what to do. I'm going to pedal down a couple trees ahead. You sit here and make some noise. You yell. Because I'll throw some more stones. Go ahead. Throw them anywhere you want. You yell and make some noise. Make them laugh at you. I'm going to climb the tree ahead of them. And when they come across the tree, I am going to grab Squeaky Toy." So 3T pedaled as fast as he could. And he got down a couple trees ahead. And this was a big old cedar tree. Oh, it was an old cedar tree. And it had branches that came right down to the ground. It was perfect for climbing. He jumped on the branch. He climbed up as high as he could. He got up level, and he was about, he must have been 25 feet up. And he was looking right at Squeaky Toy. Squeaky Toy was about 3 or 4 trees ahead of him. And the ninja squirrels were steadily heading towards his cedar tree. "Yes, I got him," he said. "All right, I'll hide." And so he hid behind a branch. And he waited, and he waited, and he watched. Oh, there were the ninja squirrels. And they came closer, closer. And then they jumped from one tree, half of them jumped from one tree, and half of them held Squeaky Toy. And then they dropped Squeaky Toy down. And then he pulled Squeaky Toy up. They pulled him up to the next tree. And then the rest of the ninja squirrels would jump over the tree. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, they love this. And then they did it again. They jumped, half the ninja squirrels jumped to a tree. Boom! And then they dropped Squeaky Toy. Oh, poor Squeaky Toy. It looks like a yo-yo. Down to the ground. Almost to the ground. Ah! And then they pulled him. Boom, 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 boom. Pulled him up. Pulled him up to the tree. And the other squirrels jumped after him. Well, 3T was like, oh, come on. Come on, one more tree and I got you. One more tree and I got you. Well, these are squirrels. You have to think a bit about squirrels. Squirrels are squirrels. And what do they find? Well, the squirrels found a cache of acorns. Somebody had been in an oak tree and had left a whole bunch of acorns. Probably one of your happy, friendly little squirrels that run in your backyard, just gathering acorns for the winter. Oh, now normally in a squirrel community, normally if you're a good squirrel, you know where you put your acorns. That's my tree, and you eat your acorns out of that tree. And most squirrels, if they're mannerly and they are civilized and they've been trained well by their parents, will leave somebody else's acorns alone. "No, that's not my acorn. I won't eat it." Maybe sometimes they'll snitch one or two because they're squirrels after all, and but they are very polite and they won't do that. Not ninja squirrels. No. Their parents never trained them to be good or anything. Their parents probably never trained them. And these ninja squirrels got mean. Oh, they had no manners. They had no politeness. They never said thank you. They only said gimme, 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 gimme. And you know what they did? They stopped. And there's Squeaky Toy dangling from the tree. And he's upside down, trying to move. The cobwebs are holding him so tight he couldn't move. And the ninja squirrel said, "I think we'll just sit here and eat these acorns." Well, that wasn't very good because 3T's in the tree waiting for them to get to him. And he's saying, what are they doing? They've stopped. And Curtis is on the ground throwing stones, but they're ignoring him because he can't get them 25 feet up into the tree, let alone, hit them without hitting Squeaky Toy. And Squeaky Toy is getting banged with all these stones. "Curtis, stop throwing stones. Stop." Well, meanwhile, Kashi and Tony are coming down with their taco truck. They're going really slowly, because after all, ninja squirrels don't move fast, but they move. And so they moved along, and they said, "What's happening?" And they stopped and looked out. And Margaret Mablethorne looked up. She saw the ninja squirrels scurrying in the tree, and she said, "Oh, I know what's happening. I know what they're doing. They're stealing acorns from some poor squirrel. Oh, that poor squirrel's going to go in the middle of the winter. It'll be snowing. There will be nothing to eat, and all his acorns will be gone. All the acorns he parrot patiently and piled up. Oh, those ninja squirrels! Oh! Well, she wasn't very happy. She was not happy at all. And she leaned out of the taco truck and said, "You ninja squirrels, get away from there! You ninja!" And she started yelling at them. Yelling at them. And ninja squirrels, well, I suppose if you are in somebody's backyard and their mom came out and started yelling at you, right, you would feel kind of bad. Well, you'd say, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean it." You know, especially if you like, let's say you ate all of their snack bars. "Oh, I know his snack bars were here and I ate them." And the mom came out and started yelling at you. "Yo, little kid, you ate all my kids' snack bars," right? Maybe Atticus's snack bars and you ate them all. Well, you know what? You'd feel kind of guilty and say, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to." You'd be polite. That's just the way to be. Even though you probably shouldn't have eaten his snack bars to begin with, you would be polite. What did the ninja squirrels do? Do you think they said, "Sorry, ma'am"? Did you think they said, "Oh, we'll bring them back"? No, they sat there and laughed. Ha. And then they played a game. They played a game where they picked acorns that they had chewed up and they tried dropping them on top of the taco van. "Let's see if we can hit it. Who can hit the taco van?" And they drop it. Poof, drop it. Poof. Margaret Maplethorne was hearing all these thuds on the roof, and Cassie and Tony were saying, "What's that? What's that?" And Margaret Maplethorne said, "It's the ninja squirrels. They're bombarding us. They're bombarding us with acorns." Oh, that was not happy because, after all, Tony had borrowed this taco truck. He could not afford to have little acorn dents in the top of his roof. He said, "I'm moving." And he put it in reverse and he moved it back. Moved it back till they were a little bit away and the squirrels couldn't hit them anymore. Oh, well, the ninja squirrels finished all those acorns pretty quick. Pretty quick. They were gone. Yeah, man, that feels good. Okay, onward. Oh, and they picked up Squeaky Toy and they moved on to the next tree. Well, now there was just one tree between them and 3T. And 3T watched them move. They jumped first. The squirrels jumped. Then they dropped Squeaky Toy. Boop! Then he pulled him up. Boop! And he pulled up again. And here was his poor Squeaky Toy going up and down, up and down. Little Squeaky Toy with his white overalls and trying to move his arms and trying to call and say, "Help, help, help." But he couldn't. They wrapped him up. They dropped him up. They got to the tree. Said, "Okay, let's go. We're going to go. We'll go to that cedar tree. And we can hide in there for a little bit." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's where 3T was hiding. Oh, yes. So they jumped, a couple of squirrels jumped over to the cedar tree. And then they dropped Squeaky Toy. Boom! They pulled him up. The other squirrels jumped to him. And they hauled him in. And they hauled him up almost to where 3T was. And 3T thought, "Oh, here's my chance. Here I just can grab 3T, grab Squeaky Toy, and I'll just keep the ninja squirrels away from him till Curtis can come and get me." So he took a branch and he broke a branch. He had a little branch in his hand. He said, this'll protect me from the ninja squirrels." And then he looked where Squeaky Toy was and he slowly started to climb around the trunk of the tree, slowly trying to sneak up on the squirrels, slowly trying to find a place to grab Squeaky Toy and hold him. Well, William, try sneaking up on a squirrel sometimes. It isn't easy, because not only are squirrels kind of move fast, but they have very good hearing and they have very good scent. And so Meanie was sitting in the tree. "What's that? What's that?" He looked down on the ground. There was Curtis. Curtis was still throwing stones. Oh, poor Squeaky Toy is getting hit by stones. Curtis is throwing stones. He's throwing branches. He's throwing pine cones. "Oh, no. The taco truck is backed off." "No, no. I smell human. I smell human. Human." And just as he turned around to see where the human was, 3T launched. Yeah! Squeaky Toy! And he jumped right off the branch to another branch. Oh, my goodness. This is like Tarzan. So 3T is jumping through the trees like a squirrel. Yay! And he landed on the branch right next to Squeaky Toy, and he grabbed him. "I got you. I got you, Squeaky Toy. I got you, Squeaky old buddy." Well, he had grabbed Squeaky Toy, but he had also grabbed the cobweb net. Well, what do you think happens when you grab the cobweb net? You get stuck. And so there was his shirt, and his shirt was stuck to the cobweb net. Hey, hey, what? Hey. And he tried to get rid of it, and it was sticky. He couldn't get rid of it. Well, at that point, he was no longer a surprise to the meanie and all the rest of the ninja squirrels. They saw him. Oh, human, human, there's a human up here. Well, he had a stick, and he was trying to beat it around to scare off the ninja squirrels, but ninja squirrels don't get scared from sticks. No, I mean, now they were scared when Squeaky Toy was rubbing a branch in front of their faces, but that's because they were on a roof and didn't expect to have a branch being brushed in their faces. But this one, oh, no. So they danced around, and as much as 3T tried to hit them, whack, hey, whack, 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 he couldn't lay a hand on even their tails. They jumped around, and they stood there chattering. What are we going to do? There's a human. He's stuck. What are we going to do? You know what they did? Oh, William. Oh, no. What did they do? They said, I know. Let's just tie him up here. So a ninja squirrel jumped behind 3T. And 3T turned around and said, hey, get away from here. Get away from here. And when he turned around, he took his stick and he smashed it right into the branch above his head. But you know what? The squirrel wasn't there anymore. But the branch was. And all of a sudden, 3T found himself stuck. Well, what? Well, that's because the ninja squirrel had grabbed his stick and his hand and had quickly wrapped some cobweb net around it. There you go. Hey, wait. And he grabbed it off. Right? He couldn't move his hand. And so then another ninja squirrel came up and started dancing around in front of him. And 3T said, hey, you, stop. Get out of here. And he tried to kick him. Well, that was fine. He wasn't going to kick a squirrel. He's up in a tree, after all. But he wasn't being cautious, because as soon as he kicked the ninja squirrel at his buddy ninja, old Bushy, grabbed his foot. And what did they do? They wrapped it with cobweb, too. Oh, no. Now he's like being tied to the branch. Hey, what's going on here? What's going on? Then, those squirrels. They came on the side of Squeaky Toy. And they were all chattering. And they quickly with their teeth, they bit through all of the web that was holding 3T, the Squeaky Toy. And then they grabbed his arm, and they put it to the branch, and they wrapped some more cobweb around it. Whoa! Oh, whoa! Hey! So there's 3T, and he's up there with one leg tied to the branch, two other hands. Hey! I can't move! And the squeak is niches. Squirrels just laughed and laughed. They all sat back. We got a human. Oh, high-fived each other, knucklehead. They took off, carrying Squeaky Toy onward. Squeaky Toy down. Squeaky Toy up. Through the trees. Oh, no. Oh, what's going to happen to 3T? Well, there's Curtis down there, and he's watching Squeaky Toy go with the ninja squirrels. And he's looking up, saying, Curtis, where are you? Help. What happened, Curtis? And Curtis is way up in the tree saying, or 3T's up in the tree saying, Curtis, I'm stuck. And Curtis said, 3T, what do you mean you're stuck? They tied me up. I'm stuck here. Curtis said, huh? What do you mean? So he climbed the tree. He said, okay, I'll see what's going on. And he climbed the tree and got way up to where 3T was, and there's 3T, Timmy, Tommy, Toby, tied to a branch with cobwebs. Oh, Curtis. Now, Curtis should have been kind, and he should have said, oh, Timmy, Tommy, Toby, 3T, my friend. Oh, the ninja squirrels tied you to the tree. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, that's so terrible. That's what Curtis should have said, because that's what good friends say. But, oh, Curtis couldn't resist it. He looked at 3T, tied to the branch. He started laughing. You got tied to a branch by the squirrels. Well, he was hanging on to the branch, and it was shaking because he was laughing so hard. And Timmy, Tommy, Toby was like, Curtis, stop that. Come to me and cut me free. I can't believe this. Get me free. There goes Squeaky Toy. And yes, indeedy, there in the distance was Squeaky Toy. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Oh, my goodness. Squeaky Toy's disappearing in the trees, and Curtis is laughing at 3T. What an arrangement. So, what did they do? Well, Curtis pulled out his Swiss Army knife. Curtis has a good Swiss Army knife he keeps in his pocket all the time. It's a nice one to have because it has a little spoon, has a little saw, has a couple of knives, lets you do things, right? And so he pulled it out and he started cutting away at the cobwebs that held 3T to the tree. And as he cut, 3T said, "Come on, faster, faster." And he cut them all down. And finally, he cut 3T free. And 3T said, "Oh, we gotta go get Squeaky Toy." And they scrambled down the tree as fast as they could, ran to their bikes, and took off after the ninja squirrels. Oh, this isn't looking good, because he's getting further and further into the woods, and there's going to become a point where when he gets to the woods, when he gets really to the woods, maybe even to the deep, dark woods, then he'll disappear up into a tree. I mean, there's so many cedar trees, so many Douglas fir trees, so many other trees, oak trees, and you name it, maple trees, that he could put it up there, have them up in the top, and they could never see him. They'd never find him, so they had to get him quick. So they took off on their bikes, screaming, "Hey, Squeaky Toy, you let him go!" Well, meanwhile, back to the taco truck. There's Tony driving the truck slowly. He's watching Squeaky Toy go. And Kashi's saying, "Tony, we got to get that robot. That robot's being stolen by those little animals. What are they?" Tony looked at Kashi and said, "Kashi, don't you know what squirrels are?" Kashi said, "No, I grew up in Tokyo. In Tokyo, there are no squirrels." "Well, those are squirrels, and they are squirrels. And oh, I've never seen such big squirrels. Well, we got to do something." So they followed the squirrels. Well, they had a hard time, too, because they were going to run out of road pretty soon. And once the road ran out and the squirrels got to the woods, they weren't going to be able to drive through the woods. There wasn't enough room for their taco truck. So they were saying, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh." Well, wouldn't you know it? It was Margaret Maplethorne who thought up the idea. And Margaret said, Oh, Lance, we got to get that robot. I know that robot. That robot is such a sweet, sweet little robot. We can't let the squirrels get that robot. Oh, I know what to do. I have an idea. I know what to do." She said, "Go, keep driving. Get up alongside them and then get ahead of them. Go on, get ahead of them." And Tony said, What? Don't we want to follow them?" No. Go out and get ahead of them. Get a little bit ahead." So they drove and they got a little bit ahead. And Margaret Maplethorne looked at Kashi. He said, "Kashi, do you have any nuts in this truck? Do you have any nuts, any almonds, any cashews, any macadamia nuts, any peanuts, anything?" Kashi said, well, let's see." And he started rummaging through drawers. He started rummaging through cabinets, all the stuff that was there, and he found a drawer full of little peanut sacks. "Oh, okay, here's what you have to do. You have to take a peanut sack, and you have to throw it at those trees as hard as you can to hope it opens. Because I know these squirrels. If you tempt these squirrels with food, they will come down to eat the food first before they keep going with Squeaky Toy, and then we can get them." "Oh, well, all right." So Kashi tried to throw the peanuts. Well, oh, good old Kashi. Kashi was good. Kashi was very Japanese. And you know what the Japanese national sport is? One of the big national sports of Japan? It's baseball. And Kashi had been a pitcher in the Tokyo Little League. And so he knew how to throw. He wound up. He took his peanut sack and he threw it right against a tree. Boom! And it exploded. All the peanuts went all over the place. Boom! So he threw another one. Throw it. Boom! And it hit the tree. All the peanuts flew all over the place. Yay! All the peanuts. That'll get those squirrels. He threw it again. Boom! Another one. Oh, he was leaving a trail of peanuts right in front of the squirrels for them to look at, for them to notice, for them to jump down the tree and start eating. There's only one problem here. Only one, but it was a significant one. They had already eaten all those acorns. They weren't that hungry. All they did was look down and said, "Oh, peanuts. We'll have to come back here when we're done. Oh, peanuts. Oh, we'll have to come back here when we're done." They weren't interested. They weren't making a move. Margaret Maplethorne said, "Oh, no, this is not good. No, they're not coming for the peanuts. What are we going to do?" She looked at Kashi. Said, Kashi, do you have any tacos left?" Kashi said, "Well, I have a whole drawer full that I had already made and I was going to sell." "Well, throw them." "No, I'm not going to throw my tacos out. Are you kidding me? I'm going to sell these. I'm going to come back and bring the truck back and I should make some money. I got to sell these." Margaret Maplethorne looked at him and said, "You throw them." Well, Kashi said, "Okay, yes, ma'am." And he grabbed a taco and he leaned out of the truck and the window that they passed the tacos out, and he hurled it at a tree. It smashed open. Oh, all the refried beans went everywhere. All the peppers he had in it went everywhere. The hot sauce went everywhere. And he threw another one. And he threw another one. Well, some of them hit trees. Some of them didn't. Some of them landed on the ground. But they all went with a pop. And they burst open with all the refried beans and everything. Well. If you've ever smelled tacos and refried beans, you know they're pungent. Oh, there's a smell. And it wasn't peanuts. It was something different. Oh, and the ninja squirrels, as we know, have a good sense of smell, don't they? Smell, and they stopped in the middle of their pulling Squeaky Toy up a tree. Pulled about, oh, they said, "What's that?" And they looked down on the ground, and there were a couple of tacos lying on the ground. One was split open, one was there. They said, "What are those? Oh, what are those?" And the squirrel said, "Hey, what's that?" And so the two ninja squirrels that had a hold of Squeaky Toy said, "We're going down." So they pulled him up into the tree and they tied him to a branch and left him hanging there. Of course, when they tied him to the branch, they tied him by his legs. So poor Squeaky Toy was upside down hanging out of the tree with his legs. "No, Squeaky Toy, oh, I got sorry, ninja robot, oh," and he was struggling. He was like a cocoon now. It's like a butterfly in a chrysalis because he was almost all covered with cobweb. And they went down to see what was there. Oh, the two ninja squirrels got to the first taco. Oh, they liked the refried beans. Oh, they liked the peppers. One got the hot sauce. Oh, this is great. And they started eating through the taco shell. Ooh, taco shell. Oh, ooh, this was very different. This was something high-end. This was like, this was like if you and your parents went to a real high-end restaurant that was going to charge you $100 for a meal, and you'd be saying, "Oh, this is so delicious." Well, that's what the ninja squirrels thought. Well, there were other ninja squirrels in the trees, and they were hanging on to Squeaky Toy, and they looked down and saw their two buddies eating this stuff and said, "Well, what are they eating? What are they eating?" So they climbed down the tree, too. Well, meanwhile, Kashi kept throwing tacos. Tacos everywhere. "Throw a taco! Taco everywhere! Boom!" Landed on the ground. Well, finally, Meanie was the only one left up in the trees. And Meanie looked down and said, Wait, what are they eating? How come I'm not eating any? How come I'm not getting any of that?" And he looked over to Squeaky Toy, and there's Squeaky Toy hanging from the tree. Old Squeaky Toy is just like, shake it away because he's got not much else he can do, and he's attached to the tree, upside down, hanging there. He said, he's secure. Those boys, they'll never get him. I got him too. And he jumped down to the ground and he started eating tacos. Oh, he started eating tacos. All the ninja squirrels were having a good time eating tacos. Oh, eating. They were having a good time. Now, I suppose if Tony and Kashi had been able to plan ahead and they had been able to look ahead, then they would have said something like, "Let's put some sleeping pills in the tacos and put them to sleep," right? Or, "Let's put some really hot sauce and make them so bad they have to go get a drink of water." But they didn't have time to do that. They were just throwing what they had on hand. So there are the squirrels all on the ground, and they're all eating their tacos. Oh, crunching away at the tacos as only squirrels can. And Margaret Maplethorn said, "Drive that truck. Come on, drive that truck right under the tree." Well, it wasn't on the road. And Tony said, I can't drive this truck. It's going to be off the road. I can't. Go, said Margaret Maplethorn. So, okay. So he left the road and he drove along the ground. He drove in between a couple of trees. Oh, he made it through. He was so almost scraping off the sides of the taco truck. And he parked and he rolled the truck up right under where Squeaky Toy was. And you know, those ninja squirrels were sort of all around and they weren't even paying attention because they were paying attention to their tummies, and tacos, they were having a good time. I'm telling you, tacos, So then Margaret Maplethorn looked at Kashi and said, "Kashi, you got to climb up there on the top of the truck and get that ninja squirrel. You have to get that Squeaky Toy before the ninja squirrels get back." Kashi said, "What? Me? Climb on top of a truck? You got to be kidding me. I'm not doing that." Oh, Margaret was like, "I'll do it." She started to jump out the window. Well, dear old Margaret Maplethorn, she was very eager. She had all the juice in the world. She wanted to do it. But she was a lot older than Tony and Kashi, and climbing out a window and climbing on the truck, the roof of a truck, is a very difficult thing when you're not quite as young as you used to be. So finally, Tony said, "Oh, I'll do it." He put the truck in park and he put the brake on, and he climbed out the back door and he climbed up on top of the truck. And he was standing on the truck right under Squeaky Toy. There's Squeaky Toy dangling in the air. Tony was up there. Tony could just about reach his foot. Oh, just about reach his foot. Well, it wasn't his foot, it was his hand, wasn't it? Because he's upside down. Almost reach it. And he said, "I think I can get it. I need something." And Margaret Maplethorne looked around, and there was a step stool. And she said, "Use the step stool, fool." And Kashi said, "Huh? Give him the step stool." And Kashi said, "Okay." So he handed the step stool out to Tony. Tony said, "What? Put the step stool up and climb it." Oh, so Tony took the step stool and he put it on top of the truck and he climbed up the step stool. Well, at this point, it gave him the chance to grab Squeaky Toy right around the waist. Oh, he was a little higher. Now, he tried to get up to where Squeaky Toy was attached to the branch, because if you could just cut him down, then he could get Squeaky Toy into the truck and they could take off. Boom! They could take off. And they'd be free with Squeaky Toy. They just dropped Margaret Maplethorne off of the toy shop, and they could return Squeaky Toy to Mr. Kamakura's son. So he said, "Okay, I can do it. I can do it." And he reached into his pocket for his own Swiss Army knife, because he was going to use his Swiss Army knife to cut the threads. And he had the Swiss Army knife, and he reached up to cut the threads, and he reached up to get his legs. He reached up to get to cut Squeaky Toy free, and he dropped the knife. Oh, no! They fell down on the ground. Now he didn't have anything. What could he do? He was there. And all of a sudden, he realized he wasn't alone. Because the ninja squirrels had all of a sudden realized that there was somebody up in their tree. And they looked up, and there was Tony trying to get Squeaky Toy down. And Tony said, "Hey, well, guys, there's all these mean-looking squirrels all around us. They're mean-looking squirrels." Oh, they were mean-looking squirrels, and they wanted to get Squeaky Toy to their own. So they said, "Come on, lads, we'll come back for the rest of this food. Let's go." And the four or five squirrels grabbed the Squeaky Toy, and they started to pull. And Tony said, "No, you don't." And Tony grabbed onto Squeaky Toy and hung on to him. Well, poor Squeaky Toy is upside down. What do you think he's thinking here? And here's Tony hanging on to him, and the ninja squirrels are trying to launch with the Squeaky Toy and pull him away. Well, okay, here's the deal. And this is where weight and gravity come into account. Squeaky Toy is only a meter high. That's 3 feet. That's about the size of little Lauren, right? And he's, you know, about the same weight. But Tony, no, Tony's a good 6 feet. And he is not the same size as Squeaky Toy. You might guess he's twice as big. And he's maybe four times as heavy. Maybe five times as heavy. Who knows? But he's heavier than poor Squeaky Toy. So when those ninja squirrels tried to take Squeaky Toy and drop him down so they could jump to the next tree, they dropped him down. But Squeaky Toy kept going. Oh, no! And the squirrels went, "Whoa, pull, pull, pull." And they got more squirrels to try to pull. And they were trying to pull him up, but he couldn't because Tony was hanging on to him, and it was too heavy. Oh, no! Oh! And all the cobwebs are going, "Oh, no! Pull him back up! Pull him back up!" Well, what happened was Squeaky Toy and Tony kept going until they hit the ground. Like that. Oh, Tony, oh, laying on the ground. Oh, he had his wind knocked out of him. Old Squeaky Toy there is just, oh, poor, sorry, Ninja Robot. He's wriggling and struggling trying to get out of the webs. And Tony's got lost his breath. And Margaret Maplethorne says, "They're down. You got to help them. Go, Kashi, go, go." And she pushes Kashi out of the truck. And Kashi comes running over, pounding over to get Squeaky Toy. And that's when 3T and Curtis showed up. "Hey, hey, Squeaky, oh, Squeaky, oh." And they stood over Squeaky, and they looked up, and they saw the ninja squirrels. Well, ninja squirrels are mean. Ninja squirrels aren't happy animals. But ninja squirrels aren't stupid. And they looked down. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say stupid. Ninja squirrels do not lack intelligence. They looked down, and they said, "Uh-oh, there's five humans. Uh-oh." Because they counted Markham Maplethorne, who was sticking her head out of the taco truck, shouting at them. "I don't think we can do this against five humans. Darn! Darn!" Meanie said, "Okay, We'll wait our chance again. And they took off. They disappeared in the trees. Well, the first thing Curtis did was to take out his Swiss Army knife and start to cut Squeaky Toy out. And he cut Squeaky Toy out, and he cut him all open and peeled away all the cobwebs. Then they helped Tony to sit up, and they helped Kasia to sit up. And then Margaret Maplethorne walked over. Oh, are you okay? Are you okay? And she looked at Tony. He said, let me help you up. You had a bad fall. And Kasia was trying to help him catch his breath. 3T and Curtis were all around Squeaky Toy saying, Squeaky! Squeaky! And Squeaky looked up and he saw Tony and Kashi. And he was like, oh! And he was ready to run away again. Oh! And they held him down and said, no, wait. These guys helped get you back from the ninja squirrels. Well, that made Squeaky Toy stop. I mean, Squeaky Toy wasn't quite all there anyway, because even if you're a robot, even if you're an Ayatsuri Ninja robot and you are the coolest robot in the world, you know, being carried through the trees upside down by ninja squirrels can be a little bit disconcerting. And he was disconcerted, elementally. And he was kind of shaken, and he wasn't thinking right. And he thought these two lads, these two humans, were trying to get him. But now it seems they were trying to rescue him. Oh, well, he was a robot. And he thought, well, maybe I don't understand humans. And maybe they weren't trying to, maybe they were just... Maybe they're good and they're just trying to help. Okay, well, all right. So he stopped trying to run. And then 3T and Curtis, patted Tony on the back and said, Tony, you're amazing. You got our Ayatsuri Ninja robot back. Tony and Kashi crocked their ears up and they said, you're what? He said, that's our Ayatsuri Ninja robot. Well, they didn't say anything about robots. They weren't about to talk robots, but they thought, he is a robot. We now know he's a robot. And Ayatsuri Ninja Robot stood up and he dusted off his overalls and he bowed low to Kashi. And he said, thank you so much, Kashi-san. Thank you so much. Arigato gozaimasu, desho ne. Well, Kashi said, this is a very polite little robot. I've never met a robot who's so polite and who speaks Japanese. So, Kashi said, arigato to you, sumimasen. And they all started talking in Japanese. Where did you come from? Said Kashi. Ayatsuri Ninja Robot said, well, I came from Tokyo. I come from Japan. And Kashi said, you do? Oh, you're a Japanese robot. Yes, I am. I'm a Japanese robot. Kashi said, I see it. Kusumono-san, this must be a trial robot. This must be a robot that he is working on, and it's important for him to maintain, to learn, and he got away. Oh, so Kashi said, well, I'm so glad you're safe, and I'm so glad you weren't hurt. And then 3T said, I'm so glad that you're okay. Come on, let's go, Squeaky Toy. We gotta go. Hop on my bike. So Squeaky Toy climbed on behind 3T, and Curtis said, I gotta go too. It's getting late. And they both looked at Tony and Kashi, and they said, thank you, Mr. Tony, sir, and Mr. Kashi, sir, thank you for saving our Ningyo robot. We are so happy. And they looked at Margaret Maplethorne, and they said, you too, Mrs. Maplethorne, you are a real help. You're like a hero in our story. Oh, Margaret Maplethorne, her face went red. Nobody ever called her a hero, only should have been a heroine, but, you know, boys these days. So she said, thank you. And then 3T and Curtis took off with Squeaky Toy on the back of the bike. Kashi and Tony looked at him go. Kashi looked at Tony and said, we didn't do it. And Tony looked at Kashi and said, something tells me we're in trouble. And Mrs. Maplethorne said, what are you two boys talking about? Oh, nothing. So they introduced themselves. And Mrs. Maplethorne said, well, if you need anything, come on over to the toy shop. We'll make some tea and you can figure things out. But Tony said, no. I think we've lost all our tacos for the day. I think we just better go home and we'll just have to come back another day and sell more tacos or pizza or whatever we can sell. So they both took off, rode down the road to Skedaddle. Oh, they were miserable. Oh, they'd had that robot right in their hands. They had it. Darn those squirrels. Of course, the ninja squirrels are up in the trees going, meow. Oh, it's their fault. It's that toy shop witch's fault. She's the one that did it. No, it's that guy in the pizza truck fault, the taco truck fault. That's his fault. Oh, ninja squirrels. Ninja squirrels being ninja squirrels. We'll never, ever, ever accept that maybe it's their fault they'll always blame it on somebody else. So they did. And they spent the night quarreling and bickering and, by the way, eating the rest of the tacos on the ground. And 3T and Curtis got home with Squeaky Toy, and they got in the house, and everybody was so excited because Mr. Ningyoshi-san was coming this weekend and they were going to have the solar cap. Oh! And 3T said, they don't want to hear about Ninja Turtles, Ninja Squirrels. So he didn't say anything about the Ninja Squirrels. And Squeaky Toy said, well, I'm okay. Nobody's asking me anything. I guess that's it. And that was it. And I have to say, Kashi and Tony got back to skedaddle. And then Kashi called his uncle. And Mr. Kamakura said, oh, you got the robot. We can return the robot now to Mr. Kusumono-san. And we can get it out of this, get done with this. And Kashi said, oh, my uncle. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, Suna-sen, but no, we got him, but we lost him. What? Mr. Kamakura-san hit the roof. Ah, what? You didn't get him? You have to get him. But Kashi said, but we got something even better. What's that? We know what kind of robot it is. What do you mean? It's an experimental robot. And he told me it's from Tokyo. Mr. Kamakura-san said, what do you mean the robot told you? Robots don't talk. Robots just do what they're told to do. Oh, no, not this robot. This robot talked to me. No, what, you stop, you just get that robot. Okay, all right, okay, yes, sir, we'll do it. And you have to get it before this Friday because Mr. Ningyoshi-san's coming into town. Yes, sir, we'll do it. And I got the phone. He looked at Tony. He said, uh-oh, Tony, we have to get that robot. And Tony went, ay. Can I just go back to putting boxes in the truck? No, you can't, Tony. Now you're stuck. And that's where they were. And that's the end of this story. That's the end of this tale. That's the end of Taco Rescue. And that's it. So, dear William, I hope you have a good night's sleep. I hope you give your little sister Lauren a big, big, big hug, because she's about the size of Ayatsuri Ninja Robot. And you tell your parents, your wonderful mama and your dada, that you love them because they are the best parents in the world. And I love you, William, and I will tell you the next chapter as soon as I think it up. Okay, that's it. Love you. Bye-bye.